No.
Oh. Couldn't
play. Now that we've gone over the last case, before we get into the Gemara, I just want to know, in words, ultimately, what's the question on that last piece of Gemara? The Gemara says, let me just isolate the main point, just to make it easy, because I want to get to the Tzmachim stuff. That's where things get interesting, very, very interesting. But anyway, the Gemara is saying that if the Mishnah should have listed, right, if you're going to tell me the Dauphin case, where there's a hole through the wall into the lung, what should the Mishnah have said? What it should have listed? What should have been listed? It should have listed hole in wall as being a trefa. But it doesn't. Right? It doesn't list it as a trefa. Right? And the Gemara says, why? Because the case, why does it not, I ask you, why does it not list the case of the Dauphin? Why doesn't it need to? Put aside these silly.
There's other things that it hasn't listed that are.
No, but the point is because by the lung, what made the lung trefa? Why did the lung become treif in our case? Look at the picture, right? What made the lung treif? This picture right here, okay? Where you have, here's the wall, right? And here's the lung. What made the lung treif? Okay, how did the neca form? From the wall. So what was the cause of the treifa? The wall. So Gemara is saying, why would we list... that's what I'm saying. So the fact is, but it's still treif. So you don't need to list it in the Mishnah to be treif. Okay, fine. But that doesn't what's bothering me. What was bothering me about this piece of Gemara, it's not, I mean, to me, the only thing to define here is real, in my opinion, is really that, why is the Gemara bothering with this at all? Why do we care? Or is what's unique about the...
Whether it seemed like it mattered where the hole was coming from.
Okay. Right? That's, you're saying good.
Yes.
Okay, keep going. Come on.
I mean, before we did like a whole study about like determining whether it was a hole from the wall or from the lung.
Oh.
And if you determine that it was from the wall, then it wasn't trained.
Bullseye. That was like actually like right like in the center. The center. That's perfect. Exactly. That's what the Gemara is telling us. You're, exactly. What the Gemara is saying is that all along beforehand, what do we see by the role the Dauphin plays, the wall? What is it able to do? No, that's what it tactically does. But halachically, what's it able to do?
Make it kosher.
Right.
If you determine that it's from the wall,
right. So you see the wall has... The
why
wall
is
to
that?
Some...
Because if it, why would it matter?
Oh, no. Why are you making things bad? Just hold on a second. Hold on. You said good. That's it. Before you bring up problems, let's understand this point. It's a beautiful point that Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that the wall has this incredible power, so to speak, through the nature of the attachment, to actually determine whether or not this lung wall attachment is kosher, right? Well, the Gemara is telling you, but that doesn't mean the Dauphin has an independent identity. We're not going to go that far. In other words, maybe what you'll say is that since the Dauphin has the ability to create a certain chal o'shem in the animal, maybe you'll say the Dauphin itself has its own independent reality to it. So the Gemara says, no, that we don't go so far as to say.
What was the case earlier? That there's only... What was the case before when we saw that it depends. It was from the wall?
Oh, so then we'd say it's kosher. Even though there's...
There's no longer a hole in that case.
Exactly. We say it's kosher.
The case where there is still a hole.
This is the inverse. This is where there's a hole from the Dauphin through the lung.
But
this
hole's still there, I'm saying.
The hole's still there. So of course, Takayasu was saying, well, of course it's kosher. The Gemara never has a havamina to say that it's kosher. Of course it's treif. The Gemara is saying, but why, at this point, we see so many cases where the Dauphin's involved, the Dauphin should be listed as a separate treif from the Mishnah. Right?
Really, isn't it?
But it's not. That's what the point the Gemara is saying. It's not because... It's true the Dauphin's able to create a certain chal o'shem in the animal, but that doesn't mean it's therefore is an independent concept. It's not independent. Because when you look at the, if let's say I cut it and I see there's a maka in the Dauphin, what do I say? It's kosher. That's what, therefore what is it doing? It's telling you, don't worry about the animal anymore. Don't worry about it. Whatever, but I'm saying the point is it has the power to, determine the status of the animal. That's this case. That's the point.
Did they say whether or not?
What?
This is an injury to the lung.
It is. There's a hole through the Dauphin into the lung.
But it's the lung. It's the injury to the lung that's making
the trick. I know. That's exactly the point that Gemara is making. The Gemara is saying, what would you think? Maybe you'll think that since there's a hole in the Dauphin, that's the problem. Because we've seen all along that the Dauphin plays a significant role in ascertaining what the status of the animal is.
It seemed like in those cases it was more about the fixing. It was more about the...
You're right. I agree. And that's why...
In this case, there is the hole isn't...
Besides that point. The Gemara is never actually suggesting that you would think the case of where there's a hole from the wall into the lung is ever kosher. Of course it's trade. But the question, what's really bothering the Gemara is...
Why doesn't it mention it in the Mishnah?
Right. At this point in time...
Why would it need to mention it if it's obvious?
No, I'll tell you why. Because you'll think that since all along, when we look at the wall, we see the wall has a certain... forget whether it dies from being getting a hold of the wall. That's separate. We see that the wall plays...
That's the whole basis of truth.
Yeah, sort of, but it's a halachic idea. In other words, we see that Dofen plays such a significant role in determining the status, for instance, in a long wall attachment, whether it's kosher or not. Maybe at this point... You should say that if there's a hole in the dofen, it should be a trefa. It should be its own trefa. It should be its own system of tref.
It's still tref.
It is. But the point is, why is it tref in the end? Why is the case of the dofen, the hole in the dofen and lung tref? Not because of the dofen. It's because of the lung. That's it. It's always about the lung.
So how come that's where the idea of the dofen?
Correct. Correct. That's it. That's the only point that Gemara's making. I think the only point that Gemara's making.
That's not really, is that the definition?
That's, I think, the only idea. That, the only thing I can think of that Gemara's trying to teach you.
You would think
No, what it's saying is that. Well, okay, but let me ask a question. Isn't it pshita? The Mishnah doesn't list the dofen as a nekev, right? As a trefa. So of course it's not a trefa.
No, but
isn't that obvious? That's what I'm trying to say. So I'm saying I don't think it's a real chiddush here. The last point the Gemara wants to make about the wall. Think about it thematically. It's a beautiful theme. The Gemara has been dealing with this long wall business all along. Now it wants to end with one point. As much as we've seen, insofar as the power that the wall has to create a certain chal hashem in the animal. Or at least tell you if the animal is kosher or not, that doesn't mean it acquires an independent, what do you call it, status. Correct, exactly. That's all functions as. That's it. I think so. I don't think it's such a... Yeah. Okay, let's do the next one. Okay, this is fun. And then the case after this one, by the way, just give you always kitchen, is the needle case, the one I was kvetching about. That one's...
Swallows a needle?
Yeah, not this yet. But this is also interesting. This is the Balmore case. I'm going to do it on Tuesday.
Okay.
In philosophy share.
What about...
Right. Okay. Go. Ba'amine. Mem chesem and aleph. I love these little stories.
Ba'amine. So comes...
Ba'amine rabba barachana mishmo.
What does ba'amine mean?
Ask a question.
Comes and ask a question?
Yeah. Okay.
So it
formed smachim. What do? Now, Tosos jumps on this immediately. Look at the last Tosos.
Oh, we didn't do the Tosos.
Okay, you'll see. I mean, you kind of did. You just didn't realize it.
Amar
Leik Shera. So his answer is his question, right? So Amar Vahad Amar Leel.
The Choshe Shimla, Hainu, the Srucha Ladofe.
The Mocha Milsa,
Sha Srucha.
Machmas Nekev. Good. What does that mean?
Because the Nekev that the.
Right, okay.
And the Pastors would be there.
Right, exactly. But what's our case?
Our case that the Pastors is there.
Is this. Right. This case. You check the animal. You look at the lung, and what do you see in the lung?
No holes, just pustules.
Just pustules. Okay. Yeah. Now, but the fact that the Gemara has to talk about this tells you what, as you'll see in a second when we read the Gemara. Right, because why would you think, come on, let's think, Dr. Greenberg,
mm-hmm.
Why would the presence of pustules on the lung might suggest there's a problem?
If I
shech the animal, and I take out the lung, and I see pustules all over the lung. Okay, good, you're right. Pustules mean infection. What does infection usually come from?
Injury.
Okay, look at this guy's like a future Talmud Chacham. Hear that? He's the right word. Say it again. You said the right. You said Yeshivish.
Reusa.
Yeah. It's okay. I'll give you that. Okay. He's right. In other words, the sign of the pustule tells me what?
Well,
no, of course, because it's not a lung. But what does that tell us? Why is it a Reusa? Because okay, if I open okay, 1 second, I shack Akiva, and I open you up. Okay, if I find abscesses in your body, what's that an indication of? Injuries, right? Something. I don't hear you. I'm sorry. Injuries, right?
Well, so if you find like anything, does it have to be something specifically mentioned in Mishnah Gemara to make it a treif? Or if you find like,
whatever's
the answer in an animal, is it treif?
Whatever's listed in the Mishnah as treifos, that's it.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay. That's why, by the way, when someone comes, let's use a dental example. When someone comes to see me, which during the summer I see. I'd say at least a third of the patients I see have infection. No. At least a third of the patients come in have some sort of abscess or an infection. It's always because there's an injury. What's the injury? There's a hole in their tooth, or they had a bad root canal, and the bacteria wasn't cleaned out.
What about a popcorn kernel?
That's an injury. I mean, I've seen that before.
It creates an abscess?
It creates a swelling. It's not quite an abscess, but yeah.
It gets pussy?
Yeah, it can. Some of them are really like... Anyway, not that you want to know about. Okay, so... all right, so go on. No, you don't. Trust me.
Unrelated. If I were to say yes... Oh, wait, we didn't...
No, I'm saying... So Tosos is telling you that... What does Tosos say? Tosos is telling you that ultimately, what's the issue? What's the issue here? The issue is, if you find infections in the lung, do you say that, therefore, the lung had some sort of negative or not? Was there a problem or not? Is it a sign there's a problem? Or as Roth pointed out, so beautifully, is it a reusa? Okay, so what does the Gemara say? Mahu Amarle.
Mahu Amarle Kshera.
So what's his answer? It's kosher.
Don't
worry about it. Okay.
And then respond.
Amarle.
Who's responding now?
This is... Shmuel. Right.
Amarle Afani Omer Kain, if I were to say...
No, he says, I agree with this. Af Ani Omer Okain. This is cool, except for one problem. Ella,
Shatamidin, Mizad...
Mizdazinon Bedavar. Now, what does that show you, by the way? It's a very nice point. Well, not a deep point. What? No, more than that. What was the problem here? What was the problem with the students? The students were what?
Confused.
They're confused, right? Meaning that they were bothered. There was something going on and they were bothered.
To say yes.
Oh. And so, so what's this Amara saying, which is pretty amazing?
There's some value in, sketchy
Svaras. No. Close.
I know.
No, it shows up. Look how much kavod he had for his talmidim. There's really, he asked him, is it kosher or not? He says, it's kosher. He says, I want to go along with you. The Gemara is about to explain the reason. No, the Gemara is going to explain the reason why the talmidim. But the point is, look at the respect they have for talmidim. Oh no! I meant this is more like a shkapik idea. Well, it's very nice. I think it's cool. It shows you, like, look, the talmidim are bothered by it, and that's a problem. What? Halavai. Okay, go on.
Damar of Mitna.
Damar of Masna.
Mile Mugla Trefa.
Mime Zachem Kshira.
Mime Zachem.
So now comes this picture, okay? This one.
So, this
just let you know, this issue, this is going to be where the Baal Mor steps in, Isaac. Okay? But we're going to come back to this, like, probably either tomorrow or next week. But what's the difference? So Mime Zachem is what?
Watery pus.
Right,
flowy.
Okay, whereas whereas Mugla is what?
Thick pus.
Right. Yeah, it seems that way. So more congealed. Right, congealed. So for whatever, so for some bizarre reason, right, which we don't know why right now, what is the Gemara telling you? That if it's Mugla, it's trefa, and it's
watery, it's kosher.
Right. So now why would the Talmidim nurse? What's the point Talmidim are making then? What's their point? What? Because you're saying, how can you say across the board the infections in the lung are kosher? Shouldn't it make a difference if it's Mugla versus Zachem? What? What do you mean? Oh, you mean where do they get this from? Oh, good question. The other Gemara, in Nun Hei. Okay. So the Gemara's answer is what?
Amalei Ahi, Hahu, Ahi, Bakulia.
It's Mar. No, the Talmidim got their facts wrong. When it comes to a difference in the composition of the pustules, that's not a problem by the lung. We don't care. You'll see this is going to be rejected later in some other Gemara. Where do we care? Where does it make a difference? What's a kulya? Bochein beklayos velev.
Kidneys.
Kulya is a kidney. I'm going to get you guys to be such experts in cow anatomy, okay? 1 second, let's go back. Rea is.
Are all these terms applicable?
Dauphin is. Kaved is. Liver. Mara is?
Gallbladder.
And now what's this? Kulia?
Yes.
Kidneys.
Are
okay.
All these applicable to people too?
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd
yep.
be crazy.
Yeah, no, that one's real confusing. Okay, so that's the first Gemara. So the first Gemara tells you, if you have infections on the lung, what's the halacha? Kosher. Right?
How do you say diaphragm?
It's kosher. Only if it's a lung wall attachment case. That's why Tosu says,
oh,
right, just on lung. Yeah.
Yeah,
Correct. Okay, next Gemara.
It's a factual mistake.
Yeah, okay. It's not actually, it wasn't as factual as you think, as you'll see, but okay. I agree, but there's something there. Next.
What about the tarpash?
Rav Yitzchak, what is that? Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Habakkuk Azil. This is my favorite story.
Habakkuk Azil. Oh.
Basrei.
Basrei, the Rebbe Yirmiyah. Beshuka.
De Tabachi. De Tabachi. Okay, so Rav Yitzchak followed Rav Yirmiyah to where?
To the Shuk.
What? Sort of, right. He was kind of, respectful. I mean, obviously, Rav Yirmiyah was a big Talmid Chacham. And Rav Yitzchak, he knew he was there. So he follows him into the shuk, No problem. Into the butcher shop. Okay, now, when you go to the butcher stall, it's not like today. Well, it's sort of like today. But anyway, they shech the animal, and then what they do is they have the different parts of the animal available for sale, So they'll have the calf part and the ribs, and they'll have liver as well, So now, what does he want to know? He wants to do chazanu, lahanach, the kaiman, something. What?
When you say calf, you mean minlo?
Calf. The calf. This calf.
No,
what?
No.
They might also have that too, right? Not, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, new. So what happened? So you want to know what?
Which pustules were okay?
No, better. He wanted to know what Rav Yirmiyah held by infections in the lung. You see, this issue hasn't been resolved yet, right? It's still an issue. Because he wanted to see what does Rav Yirmiyah really hold when it comes to infections on lungs. Now, understand something. What? That's the whole point. In other words, like this. I guess so. Okay? Could be. It's a good question. But you took too fast of a step. In other words, if you go to the butcher shop, and they're selling, and let's say they've shechted a couple animals, and you see they have meat pieces, and over here they have lungs, and the lungs have pustules on them, right? And you hold that pustules on lungs are treif. You're not going to buy what? The meats. Because you're going to say... Right, exactly. You're going to say it's treif. Okay, so that's his test. His test is, let me see if Rav Yirmiyah buys meat from the store. Because that store had in it lungs with pustules on it. So if he buys the meat...
Everything's treif?
Yeah, because that's the whole point. If I shecht it, open up, I find pustules on the lungs, it means the animal's treif. What?
Knife is treif? I'm saying... If they have any of that meat, all the rest of the meat they're
trade
to?
Whatever the animal is that animal, all the meat that came from that animal's trade.
I don't want to say, is everything else in that restaurant also
trade? That's a good question. If it's a chazak or not, I don't know. I don't know. That's not our issue.
As long as it's like a piece of cow, like a
trade
cow, just as trade as like pig?
Or pig is in
trade. It's by definition.
Pig
by
is. Right, pig is not kosher. Pig you can't eat. It's not Nevela either. So you can't eat the animal. What's Nevela?
Die.
What?
It's
dead. No, it's dead without shechita. Treif means it's going to die. I don't know. I didn't look that up. What? Right, in Seattle. If Rav Yirmiyah buys the meat, what does that demonstrate?
It's
kosher. That tzvachim alongs are kosher. It's a clever trick. Now, this is my favorite part. So I'm a... What? The Gemara's not done this issue yet. Good question. Wait, so what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says...
Amar lei lo bai.
Mar umsa?
Mar umsa.
So he says, listen, don't you need to buy some meat for Yirmiyah? Aren't you, short of meat at your house? Don't you have to buy some meat?
Yeah, what? What does it mean literally?
Lo bai, doesn't the master have to purchase? But it means here, come on, aren't you... What? I think so. And I think it means not found, meaning that don't you have to get some. So what's his answer? So Amar lei.
Lately, preeti.
I love that line. So he's like, he does this to his pockets. He's like, yeah, I'm out of cash. Now, of course, right. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lesle Priti, Docho Haya. What does that mean? No. What? What's he pushing off? Right. Clever, right? Rav Yirmiyah didn't want to answer him. Right? So by saying, I have no money, all Rav Yitzchak can deduce is what? No, he won't know. No, that's the whole point.
He's not going to shopping.
Right, exactly. Rav Yirmiyah's like, I'm not shopping right now. I'm not buying anything now. Right. So by not buying anything, he's therefore not committing an answer to Rav Yitzchak.
No, I thought he was.
What? That's what he's going to answer in a second. No. There's like this. The setup's a brilliant setup. Rav Yitzchak says to him, don't you have to buy some meat? Isn't it burger night in the Rav Yirmiyah house?
Rav Yirmiyah says,
yeah, basically what he's saying is, you're right, I would purchase meat right now. It just turns out I left my wallet at home. Okay? Now, by saying that, he's saying...
Pay for
No. All he's saying is that he's not committing. You don't know if he hold, if he would buy the meteor or not. You don't know that. He's saying, let's look briefly. I don't have any money right now.
Find a way out of the question.
Right. So what is so what's Yitzchak's response? Akfan Anna.
Akfan Anna.
All right, so Akfan's like a slang word, but what does it mean here?
I assure you.
No. I mean, what does it mean here? Turns out the butcher...
Oh, Rashi.
Yeah, Rashi. Hatabachim... Right, so you were right about the trust part, but it's like this. Rav Yitzchak says, don't worry. I got a good deal with the butchers here. They give me things based on credit. So you don't have to pay for it. Don't even worry about it. It's hakifa. It's like a slang term. I think it's a slang term. But here it means that they'll front you the money. I'm not sure here. It's a slang word. No, that's what he's saying. Rashi's saying, Kamoach and Vani Makif Lashon Amana. It's Lashon Emuna, like a trust. No, just here. No, because Hakafos means what? Right. Not only that means you hear. What? Yeah, meaning that don't worry about it. Right, they'll credit you. And you'll worry about that later. So what does he do to Rav Yirmiyah now? He basically checkmates him. He forces Rav Yirmiyah now to do what? To tell him whether or not, to demonstrate what his position is. Okay, this is such a great back and forth. I don't know what the svar is here, but I'm not sure. Like, it's a... Yeah, like, why does the Gemara tell us us? But anyway, what does the Gemara say?
Lach.
Now, what does that mean?
What do you do?
No. You're right, but...
No.
Rav Yirmiyah says back to Rav Yitzchak, You got me. Whereas Rav Yirmiyah sniffed out to Rav Yitzchak, I realize what you just did. You got me, right? But what do you want me to do? I don't want to tell you what I hold.
Why?
Because? Dichi asu.
Dichi asu lakame de Rabbi Yochanan.
Because there was a case where I did what? I brought lungs with smachim to Rabbi Yochanan.
Mishadeh
lehu lakame.
De Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Shimon. So he brought it to ask before Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Demori, Ba Mishmei, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hatera. Okay? So what was Rabbi Sak? It's kosher. The lay. Right, but it's possible that Rabbi Yochanan himself doesn't hold this way.
Stop.
Hold on. That's it. All right? Meaning what? So don't worry about that stuff. But the point right now is that what's Rabbi Yirmiyah saying? He's saying that I'm in conflict. Because the problem is that I'm unsure. I'm not 100% positive that a case of long with smachim is kosher. Is that 100% positive? Not 100% positive. Okay, fine. Last case. What? Send him to him. Send him to what do you call it? Yeah. Amar Rava. Now that's where he's creeping behind him. It's kind of a little weird thing, but he's like basically, Rava's doing what? He's following Rav Nachman. He's shadowing him. Right? Right, Bishuka what? The Gildai, which is what? Yeah, Ritzanim, like straps, leather straps. Or, Amri La Bishuka Darbanan. Some say the story. Now, what's the Shuk Darbanan, by the way? I told you guys, yeah. Right, it's a place where they sell, Rabbinic Gershom says, where they sell like rabbinical things. Okay, fine. All right. Right? Kenadi, Kenadi. That's a tough one. What's Kenadi, Kenadi? Rashi. Smachim Dolim Kvedim Berea. Okay, what does Kaveda mean? Heavy also. So that's this picture.
That's a big Rashi.
Right, you see this over here? I know, you don't have to read the whole Rashi, but look over here. You see this? The lungs with these little things sticking out. They're like these huge pustules that were hanging down. He'd buy them, right? Velo amra lehu velo midi. Okay, and he said it's cool. Don't worry about it. You can buy the lungs that have like these big infections on it. Last Gemara, Rabbi Ami v'Rav Asi habu chalfei b'shuka tavaria. What shuk tavaria? Where is that? Which is Tiberia. Right, Tiberius. Yeah. They're in that shuk, okay? Chazi.
Chazi hinach the kaime. Tinare.
So they bought lungs that have what kind of smachim in them?
Tinare.
Which are?
Ginormous.
Ginormous, right. Ginormous ones. They were like huge smachim, okay? Belomri lomidi. All right, so what's the upshot from the Gemara, ultimately? What? It sounds that way, right? It sounds like at the end of the day. It seems, except for Rav Yochanan, that one question of Yochanan, it seems like the general psak is, I agree. Calm down.
Just
your blood pressure right now is skyrocketing.
Are these
you have to eat healthier. What? What?
Are these ginormous dicks more liquidious, or are they more?
We'll see. Okay. Now, before we understand this stuff, okay, we got to take one step backwards, okay. There's a reason why I put those Rambams on there. Take a look at these Rambams and see if you guys can pick up on the issue. Look at the first Rambam. Where are your Rambams? Look at the Parak Zion first. All right, get your Rambam. It's very problematic. In Parak Zion, what does he say? You have it? Yeah. Parak Zion, Alacha. What's Alacha? What Alacha is it?
Yud.
Yud. Yeah, Rea. Parak Zion Alacha Yud. Buos. Bonus question. Where's Ava Buos? Where is it? Which parsha is that found in? Ava Buos. Ava what? Very good. What's it?
Mitzora.
Mitzora. Pronunciation. Mitzora. Good. All right, keep going.
Me.
Actually, Tazria, I think. But anyway, yeah, go on. Locha and Meshachas Kedvash. So let's say it has air in it. If you find a lung that has pustules that either are filled with air or...
How many pustules are filled with air?
They're what do you call it? I don't know, they're dry. You ever pop a blister before and nothing comes out?
It's not air, though.
What was in it?
Carbon.
Air. Okay, next, carbon. Air. Very good. Right. Yes. Or mayim zachim, or like liquid. Or lachan and shekhus vash. Remember, it's like, right, honey. It's like a thick infection. Either way, right?
Afilu ke'evin.
No, okiyotzuba olacha yivesha v'kasha v'ilka evan. Even if it's hard like a rock, harezu mutaris. Right. So is if I come across a lung, just keep this in mind. The Rambam's lashon. If I come across a lung, okay, and there's infections on it, do we care about the quality of the infection? No. Is it mutter every time? Yes. Does anyone have a? Is that clear?
If yeah, I've, it's hard as a rock.
It doesn't matter. According to the Rambam, it's kosher. Right. Okay. Now. Go to the next Rambam, which is Halach. Where's the Perek Yud Aleph? You don't have to do the rest of the Rambam. No. You'll see, because I only have one question on this. Look at the next Halacha. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha. Why do you have to do that? Yeah, the surprise.
My question was, what's the difference between what is Sukha?
Who cares about that? Look at this. This is a huge problem. Look at Perek Yud Aleph Halacha. Hey, Lefikach.
Lefikach.
So if a rea has infections on it, okay, forget the circa one. Just if it has infections on it, kamo chutin, right? Right? Choshen la.
What?
Skip ahead to what says choshen la.
Choshen la shema nikva.
Betzircha b'dika. That's a big. So what is that, Rambam saying? If you find infections on a lung, right, you have to be concerned. That it might be a trefa, and what do you have to do? A bedika. This is a stira. If you say, the real stira is, if you say it's mutter, why do bedika for it? What? Well, it's not, right, because it's not a real, it's not a stira stira. Yeah. Yeah,
you can say intrinsically the mutter, but there's a simon and a potential issue.
Then you should have said here, you do bedika.
No, because then he's talking about that as a category of being making something.
Them
as a sign of potentiality.
One second, hold on.
Aren't there times in the Halacha where we're saying that if you do something,
yeah.
Either way the result will be a specific way, meaning you can still do it?
Well, say it one more time.
Aren't there times in the Halacha, I can't remember offhand, where we say that if you do something, either way the result will be the same, but like you still do it?
Yes. I don't know if that's such a good smart. You could say that. You could say that. Right. But I don't think that's really... But I don't know. But, right. But I want to say... Tucker, you mentioned the word... He doesn't use the word kosher. In other places, he does use the word kosher. Here he says mutter. Mutter. So what does that mean?
Well, I was wrong.
What? No, I don't think you're saying so badly. How do you answer this?
Well, do you have to check whether... Which of these types of
questions? What? I'm actually feeding you the question already. Define for me the difference between kosher and mutter.
Kosher saying that this thing is a... So I'm saying it's two smachim. One way to go with smachim is as a...
Why can you answer my question? Forget smachim. I want to know, what's the difference between mutter and kosher? That's all I want to know. You with your fancy stuff. Always fancy. Let's just stick with the simple question. There's two words you could use. Kosher, when it comes to an animal, or mutter. What's the difference?
Mutter is used insofar as ascertaining the status of the phenomena. Kosher is used insofar as how it relates to the lungs and entities.
What? But it's close enough. In other words, what's the difference between mutter and kosher? What's the mutter and kosher? In this context, okay? So kosher, it's very similar to contrast it. What's the difference between kosher and treif? What does treif mean? Halakhically. Okay, fine. Not, it doesn't have to be that way. But the point is that, but kosher and treif refer to halakhic statuses. The animal is either treif or kosher, right? It's creating a definitive status of the animal. Okay, it's a crinian chaloshim.
There's no need to check.
Right, kosher bean. There's no need to check. So but what does mutter tell you? Mutter just tells you one thing. I don't have enough information in front of me, right, to say what.
Mutter just means
it's treif. That's treif, right? So that's why the Rambam holds sarach bedika.
Nah.
Okay. Why?
Because it's still,
no.
There's still no point in saying mutter. You can still just say. You still got to check.
It's
basically saying there's no problem yet. There's no questions. Doesn't mean it's a problem. It's
you can, no. What he's saying is that. When he says mutter, he's saying, you can't tell me that this thing is treif. That's what he means by mutter. You can't tell me that the sign of smachim... Right, you need... No. I'm saying, he's... Because here he's telling you what the halachic status of the lung is. Here he's telling you what you need to do. Because you're not telling you what you do, he's telling you the halachic status.
This
is the halachic status. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say to you. Mutter means what? All mutter means is one thing. No. Ask the I know what question. Ask the right question. The right question. The right question to ask is what. Kosher means what?
No.
Kosher means the practical question to ask.
Kosher means
that this thing has a certain halachic status to it. No, both mutter and kosher mean you can eat it.
Not in this case.
One second. Both kosher and mutter mean you can eat it. The only thing is that kosher means the animal has halachic halashem. Mutter means you can't see the animal's treif. But since you can't see the animal's treif, you have to do bedika. But what's the practical question you should ask then? There is no usher.
It's still not necessary to mention here.
How would usher apply here? You're so close to asking the right question. What's the question to ask here? It's not a contradiction anymore, I agree.
No, it's not a contradiction.
What's,
it's just still unnecessary.
No. If he's trying to tell you...
If all he said was you need to check, it wouldn't be any different.
No, you don't have to do bedika because you start off